In today's episode, UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardile sits down with Salam from the South to provide a comprehensive overview of the latest developments in South Lebanon. My first question to Ms. Ardile is, can you provide insight into the recent escalation of tensions in South Lebanon, particularly regarding the increase in the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line? And how is UNIFIL responding to this situation?
The situation along the Blue Line remains volatile, just as it has been since the beginning of this crisis, starting on October 8th. And the escalation is a very worrying trend for us. Obviously, day to day, it's quite different. Some days are much quieter, some days are much more intense. And so we're keeping an eye on that, monitoring the situation and reporting back on what's happening and what our peacekeepers are seeing on the ground. Our peacekeepers remain on the ground 24/7. They're in their positions doing their work. They're on patrol, monitoring what's happening along the Blue Line. And our liaison and coordination mechanisms are fully engaged at all levels, from the head of mission and force commander down to our liaison officers who are on the ground, to deconflict individual situations and support the support de-escalation, but also support on particular issues that are happening on the ground. For example, to help with humanitarian access to different places, we assist in that, and also to support by coordinating and deconflicting when there are infrastructure repairs that need to be done, for example, to help ensure some of the safety of the people who are involved in that kind of work. And our peacekeepers are doing many, many different things. We continue to implement our mandate.
In light of the recent incidents involving UNIFIL peacekeepers in some villages, could you tell us what's the relationship between the mission and the people in South Lebanon?
The relationship between UNIFIL peacekeepers and the people of the South is very strong, and it has been very strong over the years and since the beginning. Peacekeepers have been present in these villages since 1978, and many of our peacekeepers have come back multiple times, and they've built very strong relationships with the people here, and we're very proud of that. We get very good reception among people when we're in the South. Obviously, we've seen some incidents, but these incidents, I would say, are quite few and far between. We have over 450 operational activities every day, and these have continued, you know, this tempo of activities even since the exchanges of fire began in October. Our peacekeepers continue to work in the villages, and even though we have a very small number of incidents that are usually due to some kind of misunderstanding, they usually get worked out very well. Our colleagues in the Lebanese Armed Forces are very supportive when these incidents happen, and the relationships between us and the people of the South remains very strong.
How would you assess the current relationship between UNIFIL and the Lebanese army amidst the challenges to stability in South Lebanon?
Obviously, the situation in the South is very challenging since October the 8th, but we have been working together on the ground with our strategic partners, the Lebanese army, and peacekeepers are conducting patrols and other operational activities alongside Lebanese soldiers. We don't do all of our activities together with the Lebanese army, but we coordinate everything, and we continue to build those strong relationships and support them, train together, and we're all working toward the same goal, which is security and stability for South Lebanon.
Thank you, Ms. Ardile, for your insights. My last question to you is, in light of the current situation, what role does UNIFIL play in facilitating dialogue and de-escalation efforts, and what additional support does it require from the Lebanese government and the international community to fulfill this role effectively?
UNIFIL is a peacekeeping mission, and so our role here is to pave the way to create the space for a political and diplomatic solution to emerge. So we're here to create stability, and we do this through our mandated activities, through patrolling, through monitoring the situation and reporting what's happening on the ground in an impartial way. That's what our role is. And of course, the international community has a very important role in facilitating negotiations and pushing the two parties towards some kind of agreement. UNIFIL as a peacekeeping mission is not involved in that, but of course we encourage that, because we encourage anything that will take steps toward bringing security and stability back to South Lebanon.